Hey, this Thursday there'll be a wonderful gathering of our teenagers, 50 and over group. They're full of excitement. And the guest speaker for them after lunchtime is Gary Means. He does a great job doing chalk art. And so he does a picture, develops right before your eyes some kind of Bible theme, Bible truth. And he does a great job with it. So come out for that. That starts at 11:30. And you'll enjoy that time for sure. And when Jeff was reading the Bible, I noticed that believers in that passage were called brothers and sisters of Christ. Okay, not only brothers and sisters to each other, but brothers and sisters of Christ. Christ being the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. So that's a good way to look at the folks around you, you know, and just kind of put a lot of honor and value to folks. Hey, I went to church today with Jesus' brothers and sisters. Whew, that must have been something. Now that's God's point of view, so we got to just jump in on that and behave appropriately from the heart. So that's appreciate God's word being so powerful there. True story about a Christian being invited to speak to a young adult group, happened to be at a college campus, and he was to present things about following Christ and whether Christ could be real in a person's life and so on. And a young lady attended the meetings whose reputation was very, very bad. She was known as pretty much the hardest sinner in town, tried every drug there was on the market, heavy into alcohol, couldn't keep a relationship straight, to have different boyfriends every month. And so consequently didn't feel loved by her parents. She was full of anger and really hatred. And she had zero interest in putting her faith in Christ. But she came to hear this Christian speaker, and she came up to the speaker after his first night of speaking, and she needed a cigarette, so she was smoking. And in between puffs, she said to him, "I just want to let you know that tonight I put my faith in Christ to be my Lord and Savior." And she walked away rather abruptly. And the speaker was very taken back by this. And he just said to himself, he whispered a short prayer and said, you know, time will tell. Time will tell for this dear person. And the gal showed up the next two nights where the Christian was speaking. She looked a little bit differently, dressed a little bit differently. There was immediate change in her countenance, a little less hard, a little more broken. And she told the speaker after the second night, she said, you know, I've been crying pretty much for the past day or two since coming here. And in spite of my hardness, for all my life, I've pretty much felt as guilty as hell in terms of feeling apart from God and apart from other people, really. Just no healthy connections there. But now God is helping me. Now God is helping me. And what a great story. But the Christian asked a question that was really a Bible question. Time will tell for this dear gal in terms of what her future would be and how she would follow Jesus or turn away from him in some manner. And so God's word says this: we share in Christ if we hold firmly to the end. We share in Christ if we hold firmly to the end. That's from the book of Hebrews. King James puts it this way: hold steadfast, continuing on to the end. And you could think of the things in your life that you have held steadfast to. And if you're honest with God and yourself, you would probably say, that was the response there. It's like, ah. You would probably say, There's really not a lot of things I've really held steadfast to. But God says, hold steadfast to Christ and to faith in him, continuing on to the end. God makes continuing in the faith a test of real faith. God makes continuing in the faith a test of real faith. How did this dear gal know she was truly a Christian? I'm not just having a brief experience of emotion or a fast decision. She couldn't follow up on. She knew, because first of all, God's Spirit witnessed to her spirit, which was very powerful. God talks to us and says, you belong to me now. Let's walk together. But also, she would know because she continued to follow Jesus in a very willing manner. That's how you know whether your faith is real or not. All right? You're continuing to go in that direction. How do you and I know that we're really born again? We continue to hold firm to the end the confidence we have in Christ. So continuing is a big deal to God. Very important characteristic that he'd share with us. This is a Bible doctrine called the perseverance of the believer. Perseverance of the saints is another word for it. And I like the phrase the perseverance of God. Because who's going to stick with the experience and in the relationship the best? It'll be the Lord. It'll be the Lord. And we'll learn from him. And so the perseverance of God. And the basic teaching is this. Christ perseveres. He keeps at it, loving us, drawing us to himself. And Christ is in you. So you persevere. Because Christ is in you. That's a family trait. And I realize there's a wide variety of application and understanding in terms of the perseverance of God's people. And not here to address all those things. I'm very aware that some Christians would say our perseverance is based on our obedience. And at the other end is pretty much folks who say the perseverance is really based on the obedience of Christ. What he did for us at the cross. He's going to carry us across the finish line. I, for the sake of comfort and direction, going to give you more of that message from the Bible today. And sufficient warnings throughout. But to persevere, if you look up in a dictionary, it means to continue on in spite of difficulty and opposition. How do you like that? To continue on in spite of difficulty and opposition. You go and you go to school. First grade, okay. Things aren't going well. Your friends are few. The teacher's too hard. And on you go. 11 more years. Perseverance. Okay, keep going to the end there. Persistence, tenacity, keep on keeping on. You're not dead yet, so you have a job to do. Follow Jesus. Continue steadfastly. Is steadfastness a part of the character that God has given you? It's not a part of our human nature. Part of our human nature is look for the shortcut, look for the easy route. The quality of God is perseverance. He'll share that with us. I had the blessing of running in track in high school and college, and I was very fast. And the history is too long ago for you to try to confirm whether that's true or not. So that's a safe exaggeration. But I did run, no exaggeration, counting them up, in about 55 races. Whew, wonder I'm so tired today. 55 races. And I finished them all by the grace of God, except one. It was the first one I ever ran. Not a good start. I was in a relay. And a relay is when you have the baton and you're running. You're supposed to give it to the next guy, and then he runs. And I was at the point of the race where the lanes were to converge, and everybody moved toward the inside lane. And I thought I was ahead, but I was not. And somebody cut in front of me to the point where I virtually had to stop. So I didn't run into the fella. And instead of continuing on to run, I actually did stop. And I looked at the looked for the nearest adult and said, he cut in front of me. Foul. Foul. You know, I thought the race was going to stop and straighten out my problem. It didn't happen. And my teammate came, got the baton, continued to run. We came in last place. And I was looking at the faults of others. I was looking at my own shortcomings. I was not running the race that was set before me. I did not continue on to the end. And the coach would say, you know, if you do that again, there's a nice popcorn stand up there that you can work at it instead of being in the race. But if you claim to be a Christian, sometimes we constantly look at others. Look at that fault. Look at that sin. Look at that problem. We're not going to be running effectively that way. Or you look at yourself. Oh, man, I'm not effective. I'm not doing this right. And my prayers are weak. And I only, you know, I can only memorize half of the book of John. And so I can't really love Jesus, apparently. All those things, look to Jesus. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and we will learn perseverance. Jesus finished his race, and his children will too. So keep running. I like the songs of perseverance Christians sing. Here's an oldie, Day by Day. Perseverance, Day by Day. Oh, dear Lord, three things I pray. See thee more clearly. Love thee more dearly. Follow thee more nearly. That's a tenacity song. Here's a better one. From day to hour. I need thee every hour. I need thee every hour. I told a story a while back when one of my family members in the hospital in Pittsburgh and wondering, you know, are they going to get better? Are they not going to get better? So I'd take a walk. I feel terrible. And there's a gal in front of me. She's singing on the street. This is in Oakland. She's singing, I need thee every hour. Every hour I need thee. What a message I needed to hear. And then even more persevering, moment by moment. There's an old song. Moment by moment, continue steadfast. Moment by moment, I'm kept in his love. Moment by moment, there's life from above. Looking to Jesus till glory does shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. And God wants you to know about perseverance and the perseverance of his people. Because there will be days that you and I have that we hit the wall, as they say. And we'll say, that's it, I quit. I just don't quit going to church. I quit believing in God. I prayed. I didn't hear anything. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no. He didn't say maybe. I just floundered in my pain. And right now, my pain is greater than my faith. You should know this. You're not the first person in the world that has ever happened to. In fact, it's probably happened to every other believer who have ever tried to follow Christ. It happened to Jesus in Gethsemane. Initially, he started to pray, Lord, get me out of here. Okay. But God helped him. Jesus continued on. And there'll be times in life, you know, the Apostle Paul, he wasn't just having a moment of fantasy trial over here. He said, what can separate us from the love of Christ? You'll have persecution. You'll feel like a sheep that's getting ready to be slaughtered. Wow. But God will help you be more than a conqueror. And then there'll be things come at you that'll try to knock you away from trusting Christ. Death. That'll try. We'll all face that one. Anything in life, angels or demons, throw us off. The present, something really bothers me now. The future, something's really going to get me. I don't know. Heights or depths, anything in creation cannot stop God from persevering with you. And so that, take hope. He'll hold on to you when you feel like you're falling off. There, the spiritual wagon. Keep on keeping on because he does that. And the perseverance of God is not of men. It's not something you could drum up. It's a gift of God. And do yourself a favor. Have that thought in relation to your brother and sister in Christ. You know, when you're looking at them and say, they're not running very well, are they? How slow can you get? You know, can you possibly run any slower in the Christian life? But you say, they're going to persevere. Because Christ is real in their life. It's a great doctrine to know when you're away from your loved ones. What's going to happen to my loved one? They live all the way in Oregon. I'm not there to help them. I'm not there to see how they're doing. God says he'll keep them going. He'll keep her trusting Christ. It's comfort. And it's a gift of God. And if you have Jesus, you have perseverance. Lewis Burkhoff, a follower of, he was a disciple of Abraham Kuyper. Abraham Kuyper's mentioned in the Truth Project that the men are dealing with. Burkhoff, he said, okay, I'm going to try to explain the perseverance of God, the continuous work of the Holy Spirit in a Christian's heart. From conversion to heaven. Continuous work of the Holy Spirit in a Christian's heart from conversion to heaven. That's what I need. I'll say, praise God, he's like that. I'll give you some scriptures that go from strength to strength for the believer. That's from, again, Psalm 84. And these are tenacity scriptures. And we should notice before we see these that God, I like this from the Lord's point of view, God's experience of our salvation is more intense than our own experience of salvation. Okay? God's experience of salvation is more intense than our own experience of salvation. Because he died on the cross that we could meet him. He rose from the dead that we could meet him. None of us have had that experience yet, have we? So he's all in with the perseverance thing. So you can catch some of his momentum. And here's the classic question Paul asks. If God is for us, who is against us? He asks four questions in the passage. Who can bring a charge against us? Who is he that condemns? Who shall separate us? And I like this test because it's the same answer for all these questions. Same answer. I wish I had this kind of test in school. Same answer. If God is for us, who can be against us? Nobody can. Who can bring any charge against us? Nobody can. Sure, our conscience will beat ourselves up, or another person will say, you're no good. Who would condemn you? Somebody's going to try to go after you. The devil would beat on you. Who shall separate us? Nobody can. That's the answer. Because Christ is persevering on your behalf. Rejoice in him. Trials won't separate you. Time won't. The demonic won't. You can get the devil and every demon, every evil you could possibly think of come after you. Jesus would say, you can't separate this one from my love. Isn't that, I need that kind of Lord. I don't know about you, but he's that way. Here's another verse of comfort. This is the will of him who sent me, that I lose none of that which he has given me. Jesus said that. I like to say, I might fumble Jesus, but Jesus won't fumble me. Gives me strength. Jesus said, I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. No one shall snatch them out of my Father's hand. I don't know myself well enough to know if I'll follow Jesus faithfully 5 years from now. I don't know myself well enough. I don't know you well enough to know if you'll follow Jesus faithfully 5 years from now. Sorry. I only know today. But I know God well enough to know that he'll stick with you 5 years from now. You have your heart open to him. And he will persevere. His hand will be on you. I like this one. Jesus said, God will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. When God gives forever, forever means forever. When you receive Christ, on to the future. And sometimes people around us kind of drop out and you think, I don't understand this whole thing, what happened. I think it's a call for evangelism. They went out from us. They did not really belong to us. If they had belonged, they would have remained. You know, we bemoan the fact, my loved one, you know, they were following Jesus till 21 and now they're 51 and they haven't prayed for 30 years and they hate the Lord and they don't, you know, church is bunk to them. One Bible answer is maybe they didn't know Jesus in the first place. That's a very real possibility in terms of this here, this passage. And God saying, continue, continue steadfast, continue firm. Paul says he's confident of this. God will begin a good work in you, carry it to completion. God's not a quitter. His children will not be quitters. Ruth Laufer, 93 years, she's going to be with Christ. She's following Jesus all the way home. That's the way we want to be with the Lord's help. Just a couple of more. God, who makes us stand firm in Christ, put His Spirit in us. Spirit means He owns us, gives us an inheritance we can't, that won't perish or fade. This is a powerful one. By one sacrifice, He made perfect forever those who were being made holy. You know, Jesus was 100% obedient, right? Did you know the Bible teaches that Jesus' obedience was credited to your soul? Did you know that? That's a Bible fact. Jesus' obedience is credited to you. So you say, Lord, you know, what a gift. And then this can help you. Somebody sang about this, or we did something with this. God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Not, as Heather said, not a moment apart from God. And the testimony of Peter will bear this out. You know, Peter, he was very shaky at times in his walk with Christ. Would he make it or not make it? Jesus said this before he was denied by Peter. He said, Peter, the devil desires to sift you. That means he desires to attack you. But I've prayed for you. And when you have returned to following me, strengthen your brothers. Strengthen your brothers. So it'll be your perseverance that with God's gift to you that'll not only be, you know, get you across the finish line, it'll help other believers in Christ. They'll say, look at that guy. He's a 25-year-old guy. He's following Christ the best he knows how. I think I can too. You strengthen your brothers and sisters. Because after all, important point, following Jesus is not just about our own personal fulfillment, is it? No, it's about honoring Him, and it's about helping somebody else along the way. Very important lesson to know. And the perseverance of God does help us with that. Well, could we pray? And this morning you think, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Could you pray? Turn to the Lord. Look to the Lord and be saved, God's Word says. Just be like that person in worship. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Can't make it. I won't make it unless you hold me. God will help. He'll carry you to follow Jesus. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for each dear one here. Father, in the teaching of perseverance, I know you meant it as a gift that keeps us rolling. And we're weak. Sometimes we just need to rest. Sometimes we need to push. What we don't definitely need is lukewarm or hot and cold lifestyle. We seem to love these three things. But the steadfastness, the persevering thing, it's too rare in our souls. Give this to us from you, Jesus, so we might continue on with a confidence that's from you, that every step and every day is a sense of, hey, God's given us the strength. We go from strength to strength by the grace of God. Comfort each one here and give them a sense of your keeping power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.